Friday morning means a reading from the Morning Crew psychic medium, Donna Abraham. She's on the phone. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
And Michelle is there as well, I believe. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Mark and I will step back. Donna, do your reading.
Okay. Hi, Michelle. It's nice to meet you. No legs crossed. Take a deep breath. Hold it for three. Let it out. Rightio. Have you got a mother that's passed? Mum?
Yes.
Right, okay, because she's saying mum. Okay, it's like she's jumping up and down, putting her hand up. Righty, oh, just bear with me. Now, I'm getting the numeral 6 around her. What does that mean?
My dad, who's also passed his, he was born on the 6.
Okay, right, thank you. Right, she's telling me she really struggled, especially towards the end with her breathing. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Right. Now, were you with her when she passed?
I was.
Okay. Now, were you telling her it was okay to go? It's okay, Mum. It's okay, Mum.
Yes, I was.
Because she says she wants to say thank you for that, because she's telling me she never wanted to leave. She kept trying to hang in there, and you kept reassuring her that it was okay to go. So that's when she just closed her eyes. She's also saying, too, the sun was shining. What does that mean? She said the sun was shining.
After she passed, I drove home and it was early morning. It was sunny.
Okay. So that's just her way of letting you know that, she was there. Do you know what I mean? And she was watching you. Because she says the sun was shining. Now, are there three children?
Yes.
Right. Why is your mum pushing the middle one forward?
Because he's lost contact.
Yeah, because she's telling me he's really struggling at the moment. He's not in a good place, but he's too stubborn to reach out, if that makes sense. I get a lot of pressure in the head when I tune into his energies. Like a lot. My head feels really, it feels like it's like 10 times the size of a normal head and it's got a lot going on. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Right, okay. I'm also being told too that you are very psychic. You're very intuitive. Now, with this second brother, again, that keeps being pushed forward, I'm being told to tell you that you need to find him. You need to really, really try harder and communicate with him and find him. Does that connect? Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Right, and I'm being told to tell you don't be scared. Don't be scared to do it, because I feel you're really torn here. Like, do I, don't I, will I, won't I? Again, they're pointing to the head. Has he got a few, emotional problems going on up there?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yeah, because I'm being told he can get a bit irate at times.
Definitely.
You need to find him. And it's almost like I feel urgency around it, if that makes sense as well.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, do you have to tell him something?
I do, yes.
And again, there feels urgency around it.
There is, yes.
Okay, right. Again, I'm hearing don't be scared. You will find him. I just get the image of you with a big stick and you're picking up all these rocks and you're looking under them and there's nothing. But use your intuition, use your gut, don't give up. It's like the last one at the end of the day after 10,000 rocks, you're going to pick it up and bang, there it is. There's his number. Put it out there to the universe that you need to find him and they'll make it happen. Okay, I hope all that made sense.
It does, yes.
Beautiful.
Donna, great job as usual. If people are listening this morning and would like a reading themselves, how do they get one?
Just through the website, donnasdoorway.com.au.